Hello, my name is Tatiana, and I am an alcoholic. My new home group is the Back to Basics group in Victoria, Texas, and I'm having a blast down here. Thank you to District 6 and the Literature Committee for the opportunity and the trust to share today. As always, right, I do not speak for Alcoholics Anonymous. My hope is to share a little bit about my experience and to kind of point to our conference approved literature. I do mainly focus on the long form of the traditions and my personal right spiritual growth because they do give me a lot more detail and a greater understanding of the concepts within those 12 traditions and the underlying principles. But one thing with the sixth tradition, because it was just read, the long form, the short form actually also includes right money, property, and the short form uses the word prestige, right? And so I like just keeping in mind, right, money, property, authority, and prestige, you know. Right, because that really helps me of, oh, look at me, you know, oh, I am so special, right? Oh, I know all this, right? And I don't. Right, but I do encourage each of you to have your own personal experience with the principles, the 12 traditions. Right, so as like my problem, right, the root of my trouble, right, is that I am selfish and self-centered, right? And as the big book shares with me, and as the big book also shares, right, my real purpose is to fit myself to be a maximum service to God and the people about me, right? And why is that, right? The book shares with me, right, that if I fail to perfect and enlarge my spiritual life, right, through work and self-sacrifice for others, then I will not survive, right, the certain trial and low spots ahead, right? And as an AA member, right, as an AA group, right, this, right, we can also relate this, right, to our home group, right, of what our relationships, right, are like, both inside and right for the public, right, the outside of it, right, and these traditions, right, really bring us the we will not survive, right, if as a group we do not enlarge our spiritual condition, right, through the practice of the 12 traditions. Our focus topic today, right, via the sixth tradition, right, is cooperation, not affiliation. I'm not going to read the long form again, but I do kind of hone in today more so on kind of three aspects of it, right? And that's the problems of money, property, and authority may easily divert us from our primary spiritual aim. An AA group can bind itself to no one. And while an AA group may cooperate with anyone, such cooperation ought never to go so far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied. Some of y'all know, right, that my second favorite book because of Alcoholics Anonymous is The Dictionary, right? And this particular tradition, right, I mean, just looking at the long form, right, there were several definitions that I really needed to kind of have a better grasp of as it related, right, to an AA group, right, practicing this sixth tradition, right? And as well, like looking at those definitions also helped me to see, right, how some of the other tradition, right, how this tradition, right, is very much intertwined with several other traditions, right? And that's part of the beauty of it also, just like the 12 steps, Right? I cannot continue to take my inventory if I never took the first inventory because I don't know how to do it in 10 or, the nightly review in 11 if I never did it in 4, and so forth. So, the traditions, right, aren't really one-offs, right, to be selected either. So definition of cooperate, right? This is just a definition of cooperate, to act or work with another or others, right? Act together or in compliance, right? And so an example of that, we cooperate with the treatment industry by scheduling, right, to take meetings into, right, treatment facilities. We do cooperate in that way. Right, but I also needed to look at, okay, what does compliance mean, right? What does to comply, right, actually mean from an AA group's point of view, right? And so a definition to conform or adapt as to a regulation as required or requested, right? And so, right, we comply, right, with the judicial facilities, right, when we carry a meeting, the message into some type of prison, jail setting, right, they may say you cannot wear this color, right? We are going to comply with that, right? We're going to cooperate with, okay, right? We will fit inside of these guidelines that are necessary, right, for us to carry the message, right? As long as we're carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Definition of affiliate, right? Relation of being closely associated with a particular person, group, party, company, etc. Right? And so as a group or as AA members, right, if we meet in a church facility, right, a good example, right, really easy, we don't read announcements of upcoming church activities, right? Like the service will be on this day, we're going to have a picnic, they're going to have a kids' Bible study camp, right? Or whatever the case may be, right? That's a very, right, direct affiliation with them, right? But it also gives us the word endorse, right? And so a definition of endorse is to express support or approval, right? Like publicly or definitely. Right. And so as a group, as an AA member, right, we don't express a preference of a particular treatment center, right, or a particular lawyer or a particular doctor, right? So we don't, right, do that direct endorsement. Right. There's so many pieces of our AA literature. Right, that to some degree or another, right, touches this concept of cooperation, right, not affiliation, right? I mean, we have like the guidelines on clubs, problems other than alcohol, so many, if not all, of the committee workbooks, right, that are out there, understanding anonymity, right, on and on and on, right? Because, oh, right, and why, right? Because almost every type of service to some degree or another, right, touches on this concept, right? To some degree or another, right? It is so important, right, for us to look at, are we cooperating? Are we affiliating? Are we endorsing? Right? What do we need to comply with, right, without losing the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? So, right, so just for us to keep that in mind, I appreciate the District 6 Literature Spotlight pamphlet of the month. Right, super awesome. Y'all can't really see that, but there it is. I believe that they put a link in the chat to it. Right, so the AA member medications and other drugs. Right, so we're just, I mean. Right, inside of this pamphlet, Right? It talks about our sixth tradition also, right? In the introduction on page four, right? So if you have it or click the link, right? Open up the PDF, right? But right at the very beginning, right? A couple, well, the first two bullet points, right? No AA member should play doctor. Right. All medical advice and treatment should come from a qualified physician. Right. We don't imply, right, that we have some type of medical knowledge. Hence, right, we have some type of medical connection there. Right. Active participation in the AA program of recovery is a major safeguard against alcoholic relapse. Right. Our primary purpose. Right, this spiritual focus that we have, right, it is one, right, the AA program, right, of recovery, right? This is how we aid the alcoholic, right? And that speaks toward our sixth tradition, right, of problems, right? I mean, money, property, authority, prestige are going to easily divert us from that primary spiritual aim, right? It's right. We are all about carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous to the alcoholic who still suffers, right? The sixth tradition also shares with us, right, secondary aids to AA, such as clubs or hospitals, which require much property, and administration, ought to be incorporated and so set apart that if necessary, they can be freely discarded by the groups, right? We shouldn't associate, right? We shouldn't play doctor, even if I am a doctor, right? If I'm sponsoring someone or some member, I'm in a meeting, right? Says I have a bump over here or something like that. I am not a doctor, right? Inside of Alcoholics Anonymous. Right? That prestige of, oh, I can fix you, right? I can fix it all, right? And so we just need to watch out, right, that we don't imply that. On page five, right? It's, I mean, directly, right? Talking, right? Note to medical professionals, right? Cooperation with the professional community, right? It says, right, cooperation with the professional community has been an objective of Alcoholics Anonymous since its beginnings. Professionals who work with alcoholics share a, right, one, a common purpose with Alcoholics Anonymous to help the alcoholic stop drinking, right? It's one common purpose, right? We're not here for medicine. We're not here for money. We don't share, right, multiple purposes, right, with, right, professionals, right? We don't share, right, law purposes. We don't share medical purposes. We don't share behavioral purposes, right? We have a common purpose, right? And that's to help the alcoholic. Right on page six, right, the title, Some Alcoholics Require Medication, right? This is an awesome a pamphlet, right, to read. It's including that it does have, right, personal AA members sharing stories, right, about their various experiences, right? But here it says some of us have had to cope with depression. Right, sometimes requires hospitalization, other mental and biological illnesses, right, many other serious physical conditions. We as an AA group were not equipped, right, to handle, right, anything outside of carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. So let us not imply, right, that we know in AA how to do this. Right. It also says on that page, right, because of the difficulties that many alcoholics have with drugs, some members have taken the position that no one in AA should take any medication. Right. While this position has undoubtedly prevented relapses for some, it has meant disaster for others. right? I mean, am I really ready to play with somebody else's life, right? By, right, pretending to know, right, what they should and what they shouldn't take and how much they should and how much they shouldn't take, right? It also says AA members and many of their physicians have described situations in which depressed patients have been told by AAs to throw away the pills, only to have depression return with all its difficulties, sometimes resulting in suicide. Life and death here, right? Right? We have one spiritual aim, right? Let's not allow other things to divert us, right? Sixth tradition, money, property, authority, prestige, right? Those are things that are going to easily divert us. Right. It also says we have heard too from members with other conditions, right? And it kind of lists some of those conditions, right? That well-meaning AA friends discourage them from taking any prescribed medication, right? Unfortunately, by following a lay person's advice, the sufferers find that their condition can return with all their previous intensity. On top of that, they feel guilty because they are convinced that AA is against pills, right? Hospital, right? Our sixth tradition, right? Right, but hospitals as well as other places of recuperation ought to be well outside AA and medically supervised. Right, it's so important, right, for me to keep in mind, right, that any type of those special treatments, right, requiring, right, somebody who has that knowledge, has that education, has that specific purpose, right? They are well equipped, right, to help an alcoholic, right, who has, right, other situations and other problems, mental, physical, illnesses. Also inside of this pamphlet, and I'm not going to read, right, any of the stories, right, but later on, right, Julie's story, right, kind of shares. Eventually, it became clear to me that there were many things that I had to face, right, including the ramifications of the severe abuse I had suffered as a child, right? And then it goes on, right, to say that at one point, right, Julie became suicidal, right? She needed to, right, reach out to a therapist, right? As a sponsor, I am not knowledgeable and equipped, right, to handle something like that, right? Later on, Barry's story, right? When I came into AA, right, I was taking tranquilizing medication under the direction of a physician, right? Right. But then it shares, right, for about a year and a half, I continued to use the medication in my AA home group. My sponsor and other good AA friends were supportive of my doctor's orders, right? But others, a minority, were not so understanding. Some of them urged me to throw away the pills, right? And never mind the physical problems. This advice was guilt-producing and emotionally disturbing, right? That's not us cooperating. Right? That's us implying that we know better, right, than the medical profession. Right? And that's something, right, that I need to be very, very careful with, right? So this pamphlet, right, super cool, super awesome. I encourage everybody to take the time, right, to kind of go through, right, see where some of our other traditions apply, right? Because it's not just the sixth tradition, right? There's a lot of different traditions that we can point out, right, by reading through this pamphlet. So the other piece of material that I'm just going to briefly use is the AA tradition, how it developed, right? Again, I mean, it shares with us, right, the history, right? And I love the foreword, right? The foreword to it, right, on page four, if you happen to have it, right? How shall we AAs best preserve our unity, right? This is what, right, the traditions are all about. right? Preserving the unity of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? That is the subject, right? It says that. That is the subject of this booklet, right? When an alcoholic applies the 12 steps of our recovery program to his life, his disintegration stops and his unification begins. The power which now holds him together in one piece overcomes these forces which had rent him apart, right? Tearing, right? Like so much, right? For me, before I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, before, right, I had that spiritual awakening, right, by taking the steps, right, life, just everything was tearing me apart, right? And it goes on to say, though, which is where it kind of kicks into our sixth tradition, right? It says exactly the same principle applies to each AA group and to Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole. So long as the ties which bind us together, right, bind us together, prove far stronger than those forces which would divide us, if they could, all will be well. We shall be secure as a movement. Our essential unity will remain a certainty, right? And so the two words that, right, kind of really stuck out to me there, right, is bind and divide, right? And the first sentence, right, of the sixth tradition, right, talks to us, right, about dividing, right? Problems of money, property, and authority and prestige may easily divert, right? That's going to divide, right? Divide us, divide our attention, right? It's going to divide us from our primary spiritual aim. Right. And then the last sentence, right, which, right, again, so long as the ties which bind us together, right, the last sentence of that sixth tradition says an AA group can bind itself to no one, right? We bind ourselves to ourselves, to no one else, right? And so as long as we are clear on what those ties are, right, that means that we will not bind ourselves, right, to any other cause, right, to any other business, right, to any money, right, just all of that that's going to divide us, right, all of that, you know, our fifth tradition, right? Anything that deviates us, right, from that primary purpose, right, of carrying the message. So in this pamphlet, on page, and I don't know how much more time I have. Oh yeah, I still have time. Yay. So on page, let's see, it starts on page 15, right? And I'm not going to read a whole lot out of here, right? But on page 15, right, it starts talking about, right, hospitals in AA, right, which is a huge part of our sixth tradition, right? Right, it shares with us, right, that, right, some AA groups, right, may be tempted, right, to set up the drying out places of their own, right, or maybe sober living homes. Right, hiring AA managers, nurses, right, securing services of a visiting physician, right, where this has been done under the direct auspices of an AA group, it has almost always backfired, right? It's almost always backfired, right? Why? Because we're so divided, right? I'm in between, right, managing the situation, nursing, right, securing the money, right? What services, right, do we offer, right? Do we have the right doctors here? You know, what if somebody can't pay? I mean, just all of this stuff, right, back and forth is going to divide us, right? And then on page 17, it starts talking about clubs in AA, right? I had my last home group, which was my first home group, right? I'm very familiar, right, with the kind of club situation, right? Now this club wasn't really kind of one of the ones described per se, in this pamphlet with, playing cards and offering food or bingo or, right? But it was very much a club setup, right? To where, right? Doors open all the time, right? We have various 12-step fellowships meeting there, right? But the AA group who met there, right, was the largest. Right, 12-step fellowship meeting there, right? Paid the most money, right? All of that, right? Also use the most utilities, use the most square footage, right? And so it's sometimes, right, we did have those difficulties, right, of making sure that, right, the club, right, is going to be run by those who want the club, right? And the AA group cannot bind itself to the club whatsoever, right? We pay rent, right? We follow, we comply, right, with a few simple guidelines, right, that the club, right, says, hey, we're going to need you to pay for X amount of this and X amount of this, right? We're going to need you to turn the lights off at night, right? Whatever the case may be, right? We do comply, right? But we make sure to pay rent, right? We had, it was very interesting. One of the examples, right? Right, where kind of like things started getting a little tricky of, right, separating the AA group from did they have the authority, right, to make a decision instead of the club, right? And there was another 12-step fellowship that wanted to rent one of the small rooms, right? And some members of the AA group were like, we don't want that fellowship in here. Right. And they went and started complaining to the club. Right. And it's like that, right. We, right. The AA members, right, were starting to, right, be easily diverted from their primary purpose. Right. They thought they had that authority as the larger group. Right. There's no larger, smaller. Right. We are paying rent just like everybody else is paying rent. Right. We just happen to need the larger room. Right. Right. But we don't have any authority over the club. Right. And if we don't like the decisions the club is making, well, the last sentence says we bind ourselves to no one. Right. And so that's just kind of an example, right, of how sometimes, right, AA groups, not even the club trying to overstep, but the AA group trying to overstep into the club, right? Because that can go both ways. Another, let me see. It also shares with us on starting on page 23. It talks to us about dangers in linking AA to other projects. Right. And on page 24 under that heading, it shares with us, right? We can say quite emphatically that neither AA as a whole nor any AA group ought to enter any activity other than straight AA. Right. That is why we're here. As groups, we cannot endorse, finance, or form an alliance, right, with any other cause, however good. We cannot link the AA name to other enterprises in the alcoholic field, right? To the extent that the public, right, gets the impression we have abandoned our sole aim, right? So if we're carrying the message into, right, some type of treatment center, right, we are coming from Alcoholics Anonymous, right? We are not, coming on behalf of the treatment center. Right, we have no opinion, right, about the treatment center itself. Right, we have no opinion about what they do, what they don't do, if they do it right, if they don't do it right. Right, it's we are coming on behalf of Alcoholics Anonymous. Right, and so we shouldn't give any impression, right, that we've abandoned that primary purpose. right? And all of this is under our sixth tradition. So much for this meeting, right? But kind of some of the questions for us to ask ourselves, right? Kind of look at, right? If we kind of go sentence by sentence on the long form, right? Problems of money, property, and authority may easily divert us from our primary spiritual aim, right? Well, first, what is our primary spiritual aim, right? Sobriety, freedom from alcohol, right? Through the teaching and the practice of the 12 steps is the sole purpose of an AA group, right? The sole purpose, right? That is our spiritual aim, right? Right, so why is it important, right, that we not be diverted? Right? What would we lose, right, if we start, right, dividing all of our efforts into all of these other, right, things, right? Noble causes, good causes, right? But what do you vision, right, we would lose, right, if we start doing all that, right? We think, therefore, that any considerable property of genuine use to AA should be separately incorporated and managed, thus dividing the material from the spiritual, right? What can you imagine would happen if we owned, right, if an AA group owned, right, an entire shopping mall strip, let's say, right? That's a lot of property, right? Or, right, owned a sober living, right, corporation, right, and have several, right, 5, 10 sober living houses out there, right? Even if it was for nonprofit, right, you can imagine what our AA, right, what our group business meetings would be focused on if that was the case, right? We're not going to be focused on carrying the message to, right, the AA message, right? We're going to be focused on how many beds, right, do we have filled, right? Can we pay, right, the mortgage on all of these houses? Can we pay the rent on the houses? Do we have enough toilet paper in all the house? I mean, just, right, just, is the oven working now on house number 5, right? I mean, just all of these things, right? Like those are just activity after activity after activity, right, of where we would spend our time, right, and we're slowly going to forget about carrying the message to the alcoholic who still suffers, right? An AA group as such should never go into business, right? Let's notice the word used, never. Not sometimes, not, well, let's think about it and let's pray about it. Never, right? So you can imagine what would happen, right, if an AA group goes into the business of detoxing, right, drunks today, right? I mean, we can imagine that, right? Or if we go into the business of giving legal advice, or if we go into the business of giving financial loans, right? We should not, never go into business. Right? The tradition continues. Secondary aids to AA, right, such as clubs or hospitals, which require much property or administration, ought to be incorporated and so set apart that if necessary, right, they can be freely discarded by the groups. We can bind ourselves to no one, right? We must be able to freely discard, right? We must be able to, right, pick up and go, right? If our, right, spiritual aim is being hindered, right, we need to make some serious decisions about what we need to change, right? And it's not always going to be fun, and it's not always going to be easy, right? hence, such facilities ought not to use the AA name, right? What is implied, right, if the facility, right, let's say the club, right, uses the name of the AA group that's meeting there, right? What if there are different 12-step fellowships meeting there, but yet the club is using one particular group's name, right? What is it implied if the AA group uses the name of the facility, right? Easy example, like a church, right? What are we implying, right? When we say, right, the St. Francis Church, a group, right? Right. So the sixth tradition, right, continues with us. Their management should be the sole responsibility of those people, right? Just those people, right, who financially support them, right? What would happen if we require a newcomer who's coming into our home group to pay a fee to enter the facility, right? Because we need to financially support the club. Right. And so in order for you to come in and come meet here, right, you're going to have to give us, right, $10. Right. What's going to happen there? Right. For clubs, AA managers are usually preferred. Now, right, today, right, a little bit different, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be an AA member if there's, right, several fellowships who, right, happen to meet, inside of the club, right? So at the club where my last home group met, right, we had AA, we had Al-Anon, we had SLAA, we had CMA, right? We had a lot of A's, right? Right, meeting, right, in their own little rooms, right? And so we did have a lot of different club members, right, from right each of those 12-step fellowships, right? So today it doesn't necessarily have to be AA members who manage the club, right? right, but so however, right, what would happen, right, if the club entity, right, was managed by a separate business, right, with no focus or understanding of the groups which met in the facility, right? The tradition continues, but hospitals as well as other placements of recuperation ought to be well outside AA and medically supervised, right? Why is it important, right? And we kind of touched base on this, right? Why is it important that we do not attempt, right, to medically treat individuals in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Why is it important, right, that we do not have a sober living home that's owned, right, by an AA group, right? And the tradition continues, while an AA group may cooperate with anyone, such cooperation ought never go so far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied, right? And we talked about this, right, quite a bit, right? Key words, we do cooperate. We never affiliate and we never endorse, right? Watchwords for me, actual, implied, right? And then lastly, right, an AA group can bind itself to no one. Why is it important that we do not bind an AA group, nor an AA membership, nor AA as a whole with others? Right. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share today. I appreciate the trust.